You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 149, Creating Wealth Vibrationally, part one. Thank you for tuning into the show today. We have a special message from Spirit that we've been building up to. Our previous episodes have been preparing you vibrationally for this discussion. Starting with episode 143, The Transformation Starts Within, we talked about actively raising your vibration by taking responsibility for your life and manifestations. Then in episodes 145 and 147, we talked about the need to let go of things that no longer serve your highest good and that bring your vibration down. Then finally, in episode 148, we spoke of the need to restore the joy in your life in order to create what you really want. All of these discussions create a foundation for our topic today. Everything is vibration, everything, even though it appears to be solid. And if you can understand this concept of the truth of our reality, then you will begin to take your power back. Learning how to create the vibration that you desire to experience is what being a conscious creator is all about. Now, in the process of creating, there are many ingredients that play a powerful role. Joy is a necessary ingredient if you want to create things that make you feel good inside. And without belief, nothing is possible. This is because we live our beliefs. What most needs to be understood about creating wealth is that it includes every aspect of your life. True wealth is a state of consciousness. So when you desire to experience any form of wealth, including financial wealth, you must cultivate it vibrationally first. Check out episodes 25 and 44 for a deeper discussion into creating true wealth and abundance. In this episode, we're going to discuss creating financial wealth because it's so misunderstood. Going to the foundation of all things, including the building blocks of this so-called material world, we find it's all vibration. This is confirmed by quantum physicists. When you work on manifesting and do it through vibrational means, then what you manifest will automatically encompass more than what you originally desire. By raising your frequency, you will begin to bring into your life everything that is desirable for you, things you didn't even know you wanted. Receiving every form of wealth will be a side effect of raising your vibration. And when I say side effect, that's exactly what I mean. Let's give an example here. You desire to be happy, and this desire will cause you to start making some changes in your life. You begin by eating healthier foods, and then your overall health improves. Now you have more energy to do more things that you've really been wanting to do. And as time goes on, you find that with each improvement, there's a slight shift in your vibration. And as you continue to grow and expand, the positive energy increases in your life. Many things will begin to change around you. And some things that come your way will be things you didn't even realize you wanted. Some things will automatically be replaced with a better version. For example, your goal was just to be happy. And as you worked on being happy, you then got an amazing job offer that you weren't even looking for. Or you got offered a higher paying position that gives you multiple benefits. This is how things begin to shift in your life when you start working on your vibration. It's so much more than just money. It begins to encompass everything. Now, I know you've been taught that you need to work hard to create your wealth. But what I keep telling you is that if you don't first create the vibration for whatever you want, it won't last. It will have no staying power. If you just work hard, then you're really just setting yourself up to have to keep working hard to keep whatever you've created alive. When you build your financial wealth vibrationally, the work is for the most part mental. And at some point, there will be a physical component needed to manifest your desire into this world. This could be a simple phone call or mailing a letter. It's not always about doing a lot of physical stuff in order to create what you want. But in the beginning, it takes a lot more energy because you're shifting your momentum from a negative mindset to a positive one. But once you build up sufficient momentum in your desired direction, then it just starts to flow. It gets easier. Things start to flow to you and you don't have to go looking for them. They come to you. And it's all because you've created a vibration that attracts wealth and abundance into your life. As time goes on, your true freedom begins to manifest in your life in myriad ways, and the blessings become uncountable. The only way you can start to shift your consciousness from one of poverty to one of wealth is to begin to believe that it's all possible. This is really what this podcast has been all about, teaching you ways to shift your consciousness to help you believe that whatever you can imagine, you can achieve. It can all become your reality. Some people want big things to change in their lives, and others just want small shifts. It really doesn't matter what you want to create, because Spirit says it's just as easy to create diamonds as it is to create coal for the universe. There is no such thing as big or small. It just is. If you want to create something, then it's possible. Some people have more of an imagination than others, so they will create more things than others. The truth is, you don't have to work hard to create your wealth in any form. In fact, too much physical effort can be counterproductive. When you create stress through your effort and trying to force things to be a certain way, then that stress is a manifestation of going against the flow. Nothing can come to you like that. Ideally, you want to create through your joy, because joy is a manifestation of going with the flow or being in harmony with the universe. And what I mean by this is you should be having fun while you're creating all that you desire. If you're doing what you love, then you'll be raising your vibration while you're doing the things that bring you joy. And it won't feel like work. Your work is being happy and finding the next good feeling thought to focus on. And I know that sounds crazy, but just try it. That's really the hardest part, trying to stay positive and happy. And you definitely won't be able to do that if you're watching the nightly news. So you have to limit outside negative influences in order to stay in this high vibrational state. You want to manifest from the highest vibrations. That comes from feeling good and not feeling bad. You will only create more of what you are, what you vibrate out into the universe. That's who you truly are. And so you want to be a vibrational match to things that make you feel good and that make you happy. So you want to be in a place where you're always trying to feel good and to be happy in life. And I can't stress that enough. We all have to deal with undesirable things at some time in our life. But what I'm telling you is that the more you raise your vibration, the less you will come into contact with those lower manifestations that are undesirable. They won't be attracted to you. You won't experience them. It's something you have to experience in order to believe. If you start doing what I'm telling you, then in time you'll see for yourself that it's really true. This is all very real. I used to read about this stuff 20, 30 years ago, and Spirit would tell me things that just didn't seem realistic, but now I'm living it. So I'm telling you from experience, not just from what I read. I want you to remember that you can create anything in this physical world if you understand the vibrational component that must be created first in order for you to experience it. And I'm going to say that again, because this is very important that you understand this and that you hear me. You can create anything in this physical world if you understand the vibrational component that must be created first in order for you to experience it. If you want to manifest financial wealth and you just go about creating it with your physical actions, then you can manifest some money from your physical labor and even put a lot of it in the bank. But at some point, something will come along and wipe it all out because there was no vibrational component created first. It's like it was all an illusion, because there was no foundation for maintaining that financial wealth vibrationally. There has to be a vibrational component created first and that will help you manifest something for the long term. To start with, a wealth consciousness needs to be cultivated first. And if it's not, then this is the real reason why you read about people who hit the lottery for big money only to find themselves broke again in a few short years. Because you can create your desires, but you must first become a vibrational match to your desired state, no matter what it is, in order to maintain it. So if you desire to create wealth, then you must first develop a wealth consciousness. And there's a lot of books out there to help you with that. Another thing, while we're on the subject, you must remember that wealth comes in many forms. And financial wealth is not just having a big bank account. It's having money flow to you whenever you need it. It's having the ability to manifest everything you truly want and need with ease. Say, for instance, you want to buy a new car. The wealth consciousness you've cultivated will then draw positive circumstances and people into your life that assist you in manifesting a new car. The money comes unexpectedly, or the payments are easily met each month, and the car comes with a big package of incentives that they just throw in, and you have no hassle at all and walk out with exactly what you wanted, or even better. These are all manifestations of creating with ease because a foundation for your vibrational wealth is being established. And I use the example of a car because it's something we all can relate to. But wealth is physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. It encompasses every aspect of your life. We're going to stop here and pick up on this subject in the next episode. Spirit has more vibrational components that you want to be aware of to help you manifest your wealth into your life. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I look forward to continuing our discussion in the next episode. Until then, be loved, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.